Welcome to episode 40 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. It is September 24th, 2017. I'm your host, Sarah, and with me today we have Lindsay
Hello.
and Kim.
Bonjour.
Small
Hola,
crew
hola.
today, because everyone else
What,
sucks.
what?
Yeah. How dare they? But we're here, we're cool, so who cares?
We're
It's
keeping
like
this train
they're
going.
out. They're preparing for the apocalypse and working their jobs and saying goodbye to loved ones.
It's been nice knowing you, soldier.
Seriously.
So why are we
That was
here
dark, was it
today?
not?
That was dark, but that's okay. We live in dark times.
In my ways in one.
As coffee comes out my nose, woo! I'm awake now. If I wasn't before, I really am now.
Dumbledore was right. Dark and difficult times lie ahead, Harry. Well, we're here. All right. So why are we here today? Well, the new season of Once Upon a Time is about to start in a couple weeks, and as we all know, Jennifer Morrison will be back for episode 702 for her big swan song, or so we think. So we're here today because we're just gonna have a little headcanon theater where we discuss how we think it's all gonna go down. Our hopes, our dreams, our wishes, none of which will probably actually happen. Because let's be real, it's Once Upon a Time.
So, here's what we know.
I'm hoping
Okay, so
there's.
if you've seen, like, okay, hopefully this will air, like, when episodes air, I don't know, but
No,
what we
my plan
know.
is to put this out before the episode
Oh
airs.
shoot. Okay, so
So,
this includes mild spoilers then, okay?
yes,
So,
mild
what we know.
spoilers, but basically, like, all we know is just what fans have released from photos that during filming. So it's really not a whole lot. So if
It's got
you
massive spoilers. Like, what we know is they filmed with Jolly, and also there was someone in pictures of Emma's bug, carved in stone kind of thing.
But see,
So.
that is actually in Seattle. That's a real thing in Seattle. So
Yeah.
it's
So
hard
I'm
to
guessing the
say
beneath
how
is that,
much that
yeah.
will play in.
Yeah. I'm guessing they'll bring into it, though. I don't know.
Maybe that's how they explain how that beetle got there. They're trying to
Yeah.
use something that already exists and try to say, ha, it's ours now because we just steal everything and do whatever we want. I'm Adam and Eddie. I do what I want. And.
And it's like now this time travel, like, Henry travels to the few like to the past and gets up to Regina and Hooks and wherever, Emma's and everyone's age, everyone ever's age, yeah. Everyone's the same age now, like.
And then knocks up Cinderella, I guess.
Yep.
Is this gonna be like Futurama? Is this gonna be like Futurama? Are you telling me this is Futurama? No. No.
What do you think is weird? Right? So, like, Henry's gonna be the same age as his mother and his grandparents.
Yeah, because we've seen in the released promo photos from ABC that Emma will be with adult Henry. And so it's like, is this actual Henry, or is this like Henry time traveling, or what the hell is going on here?
Could it be like that flashback they did when Charming and Emma were dancing in her ball gown where he was getting her ready? And then it's just like a horrible, horrible nightmare.
Oh, like a
That's
dream
what this season
sequence.
is. Yeah. What if this whole season is a dream sequence?
I'd be okay with that.
What if
I would
Henry
like
did get
that.
hit by the car? Henry did get hit by the car and and he's been in a coma in Storybrooke the entire time. And then at the very end of the season, like you get Gosh back, you get Jennifer back, and they're all just standing around his
Oh my
bedside
God, it's a
because
Wizard of
he's.
Oz thing. It'd be like,
Yes!
and you were there, and you were there, and you were
You're
there,
there, and
and
you're there!
Whibley too. What was that dog's name? Willoughby.
Oh yeah, no, and Pongo's there and Archie's there. Yeah, oh my God, please. For
That's
this
all I
one
want
time, can I
now. That
please
is
be
all I
right? Can I
want.
just be
Yeah.
right?
Please, Kim be right. I think we will all enjoy it a lot more. We'd like watching how we are sometimes, like, at times watching a Twilight film, we watch as a comedy. I think we watch a season as a comedy. I think we'll enjoy it a lot more.
You know, my favorite way to watch Twilight is horrendously drunk. Like, that is the best way to watch Twilight. It's just drunk as shit. Well, so, like, every time the movies would come out, my sister and I would get tossed. And then we would just go over to the local theater and watch the midnight release just drunk as shit and make our husband pick us up.
The midnight release. And we just get wasted at midnight release. We're smuggling beer. We're, like, knocking them back, like, laughing obnoxiously loud. They're just staring at us and we're like, yeah! Love it!
And this is someone who has been to Forks, Washington. So, yeah, you know, I have no room.
I love Twilight.
I have no room
picture.
To talk shit. Yeah. But, yeah. That's all I can hope for is that now it's just all a dream. It's over my head. What's that Nelly song?
Oh, it's with Tim McGraw.
Yeah. Because it's all in my head over and over again. And that's what's playing in as the final credits roll. Isn't that how they ended Lost? I never watched Lost. Don't hate me.
So but basically... So
spoiler alert.
I am the Lost expert. Hello. So for years and years and years, they argued, like, saying, oh, it's going to be a dream. It's going to be a dream. It wasn't a dream. I won't go into detail. I think I've explained it in a previous episode. Whatever. But... Once upon a time, Adam and Eddie love putting, like, Lost Easter eggs in because they think, oh, we've put Lost Easter eggs in, but Lost is a watch it. Oh, we'll win them up by doing that. So, I'm ranting now, sorry. So, basically, if they actually turn it out as being a dream the whole time, like, oh, look, you've got a shitty ending now. Ha-ha.
Right? I mean, the amount of times they troll us and, like, intentionally troll us, like...
That's the thing.
It's not outside the realm of possibility.
I remember when, like, the Killer of Robin Hood and they kept, like, trolling, like, the fans. It's like, they're already pissed at you and you're just making things worse. And it's like...
It's not outside the realm, dude. It's not outside the realm. That's my magic bean realm. Bloop. That's what I'm saying.
But what would be your dream? Like, if you would, like... Write it yourself. What would you love to happen in this episode?
In this episode?
Captain Swan finally bang?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm hoping, like, the opening shot.
Back.
Well, I'm hoping, like, the opening shot, it's, like, a pan in of her house, and, like, sorry, I'm gonna go total cinematography nerd here on you, and it's gonna, like, go up, like, the steps to go into the house, and it's just gonna go in, like, straight into the kitchen, and it's gonna show that they were making pancakes, and then it's gonna, like, burners off so they don't burn down the house. Sorry, I'm an insurance adjuster as well. And then, so it's going to pan through the living room and everything, and then it's going to go up the stairs, and then it's just going to be them laying in bed in a post-coital glow, and then that's all they'll need. I'm just saying, like, that's how I want the episode to start. And then I don't give a shit.
As long as people have been saying that when Emma goes into Jolly Roger, She tells Hook, well, what they want, she tells Hook that she's pregnant. How would you feel about that?
I would feel positively about that, except for I'm going to be really pissed off because then that's going to be their excuse to not have her on the show. Like,
an unfinished plot line as well. It's going to be an unfinished plot line.
I don't know, man. Like, maybe, like, it would be nice because I always want them to have their own baby, but it's too easy. But then again, it's the show and that's what they do, right? Like, it's what they do.
This is why I don't want Emma to be knocked up. I mean, eventually, yes, I think that would be great. However, the thought of her, like, being off somewhere going through this pregnancy without Killian because he's cursed or whatever, like, that is so heartbreaking and depressing and... No, that's not what I want for them.
Yeah. Last time she went through alone. Last time, didn't she?
Regardless, if you put a baby in the mix and then you separate them, that is cruel. That is like, you know, that poor child then is not going to have its dad. Like, say the baby's born before the curse hits. Now you've got a child that doesn't have its dad because he's off somewhere else cursed. Either way you look at it and how it would go down, it's depressing.
It's always depressing, but that's what they do. So the charming women cannot just have a standard pregnancy. Let's talk about this for a second. Like, the first one, it was all fine, and then she had to put Emma through the wardrobe literally minutes after giving birth. And then the second one, she didn't even get to enjoy because they were cursed and they had a time hop. Again, thank you, Once Upon a Time. Why the fuck do you keep doing this to our people? And then all of that drama surrounding his birth and, like, all of that shit. And, like, it's just, I can't. Like, it's just, it would be par for the course. So that's something that I think that they might do. You're exactly right. That when the curse hits, that's why they get separated. And then Emma's by herself again, except for, I would like to hope that at least she would have her parents with her this time. And so that would be nice, but
can't think of a positive reason for them to be split. Like, I can't think of any possible scenario where the fans are not getting fucked over in some type of way.
Oh, we're gonna get fucked. We're gonna get fucked without lube. It's going to be terrible. It's like, we're not even gonna get spit lube. It's gonna be really bad. Like, it's just, it is not gonna be, it's not gonna be a good time. We're not going to enjoy this. And maybe by the end of the episode, maybe by the end of the season, he'll make it back just in time for her to have the baby. Maybe.
Yeah. Ideal scenario.
Yeah.
Ideal scenario.
Well, still, but that still got pregnancy is not an easy feat. Like, I can't imagine, like, you know, going through that alone. No.
No, no, but can you imagine Daddy Charming helping her? Oh, my heart.
Never get to see it.
We won't see it.
No, we won't get to see it. We won't get to see it. But I'm going to write a lot of fan fiction about that, okay?
That's the thing. Okay. Fan fiction writers are going to save us for all this pain.
Seriously, that's the only thing that's going to get us through this season are the fanfiction writers. That's it. Because what we want is not what we're going to get, And I understand that fans very rarely get what they want in a show, but at least fans get happy with what they have, right? Like, I just feel like if Captain Swan was the end game of the whole show, which I feel like it should have been because it's Emma's fucking show, we're just going to get shit on.
Well, that's why it's called a reboot, but it's not really a reboot. It's just like, well, if you're gonna do a reboot, then do a fucking reboot.
Right, it's a reboot. It's a reboot dream sequence.
That's what it is, yeah.
And you're there, and you're, I'm serious, Sarah, that's what I'm keeping. And you're there, and you're there, and even Grumpy was there.
Oh my god!
Leroy was there, he comes in, he's gotta at least come in and scream, "It's the curse!" Because it wouldn't be Leroy if he didn't cockblock somebody.
True.
Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, do you think Leroy will be in the episode where, like, you know, they interrupt the beautiful, peaceful morning that you've described?
I don't think we're going to see
and he just comes down, like, he just breaks down the front door, and they're, like, laying in bed naked. He's like, "It's the curse! The curse is here!" And they're just like, "What the fuck? Come
the
on.
The 87th curse since season one."
I can't even fuck my wife, and you're busting down my door telling me there's a curse. Fuck you. Get out of my house, Leroy. I'm gonna go fuck my wife again. Fuck you.
Fuck the curse.
Hey, man, if I'm gonna get cursed, that's the way I wanna go, right? Like, I wanna be fucking my husband, and the curse come, and then we're great. Like, I'm gonna go. That's the way to go.
Right? Well, that's why the wedding worked really well, because, like, they had a great wedding, and then the curse came, but they were still like, okay, well, we're married, whatevs. But
right, we're in it together.
So many curses. Stop with the curses.
Like, do you think they have curse insurance? Like, do you think there's, like, an insurance agent in Storybrooke that is writing curse insurance?
If we're all dead because they've been created for curse, been killed for curses. how the official rules go, but obviously, rules have been broken, probably.
Yeah. Well, and I was watching Power Rangers again at my desk this week, and I was like, I wonder if this is just another curse, because, you know, like, the main fight scene happens on Main Street. It was like, oh, I've watched filming there, Oh, that's where I hit that car outside the pub. Okay. and I was like, I wonder if this is just another curse, like fighting Goldars and shit like that. Just like, oh, this poor town just gets wrecked all the time. It doesn't matter if it's in the ABC universe or in the Bandai universe. It doesn't matter. Storybrooke is fucked.
Yep.
anyways, that's my ideal opening for season 7, is this beautiful, quiet morning, up the stairs, clothes lost all throughout the stairs, right? Like, that's the ABC way to show that they did it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if we get snowing in bed, come on. We can at least get Captain Charming, or Captain Charming, wow.
Pink showing her true colors right here, right now. What does Kim want? A spin-off on HBO.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't remember the last time I blushed that hard. Anybody listening, if you have any good Captain Charming fics, send them my way. It's not really cheating on your wife.
We know what Kim really wants.
Once Upon a Time gets cancelled, what's a spin-off?
On HBO, only if it's on HBO. Oh, God.
It was forbidden, but they couldn't.
I'm so sorry. I'm not that sorry, but I'm pretty sorry. Wow. I don't even have anything else to say after that. Somebody say something before I make even bigger ass up.
Okay,
myself.
Well, I keep having these dreams at night. I've had 3 separate ones now within the span of a week, all having to do with what is going to happen in this episode. And it's kind of driving me insane because none of them are positive. Like, I wake up thinking, I just wake up feeling really sad and going, oh my God, I really hope that doesn't happen. So, scenario number 1, which I had last night, which was that Emma and... Actually, it was... This doesn't make any sense, but, you know, your mind is fucked when you're trying to sleep. But I had this vivid image of Emma and, like, small Henry, kind of, like, obliterating, like, fading, like, a la Robin Hood, like, kind of fading into nothing.
Aww.
I was like, what the hell is that? Second scenario was that Adam and Eddie were trolling us the entire time and Emma is not actually in episode 7-2.
That's like, likely.
I actually likely. Dreamt that I watched the entire episode and she did not show up once.
Sounds likely.
Wow.
And then the third scenario was that she dies. Again, kind of like the one
die?
Last night.
How did she die?
Why would you ask that, Lindsay?
I don't remember. I don't remember that.
But we cry when you woke up.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Yeah,
actually,
I'll be there.
It wasn't just crying. I woke up having an anxiety attack.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, like I woke up, like heart palpitations, like couldn't breathe. Yeah. Like the dream actually gave me an anxiety attack.
Adam and Eddie hate us, but I really don't think that they would kill her. Right, guys?
I think one of the things I think is they're going to put her under a sleeping curse.
Oh!
No!
I didn't even think of that.
I think they're going to put her under a sleeping curse.
They'll put her under a sleeping curse while she's knocked up, too. Watch this. So, like, double our misery, and they'll put her in a sleeping curse right after she tells Killian that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Dude.
Here's the thing. Unless they're going to resolve it with a true love's kiss, rainbow, then no.
No, but, like, I was having a dream, like you said, and I had this dream that it was gonna be a sleeping curse. But and they were like, oh yeah, we plan to resolve this by the end of the season. It was never resolved.
They won't. Oh fuck.
But in a dream world, I have to say that Killian's finally remembered who he is and they stop this bullshit and he goes back to Storybrooke and we'll get our true love's kiss, and there'll be rainbows, and there'll actually be fireworks, and everyone in Starbucks like, yay!
Katy Perry in the background singing Firework.
Sure, yeah, if that's what you're into, yeah, go for it.
I don't know.
And that's a happy ending!
You know what would really piss me off? Is if they put both of them
under a sleeping curse. And then they find each other in the dream world. And then they're like, wait, you're not supposed to be here. Wait, you're not supposed to be here. Because you're both under a sleeping curse. And Henry has to save the day and find them both. And there you go. There you go, season 7.
Does Henry give Killian a true love's kiss?
Yeah, yeah. Because he's accepted him as his father because Bagel is not.
Neil's too busy operating the flaming bagel. Down in the underworld.
Yeah. In the underworld, it's making it. It's making it kill it in an underworld. It's like the new Mr. Gold with his flaming bagel business. He's gonna expand.
Instead of the pawn shop, he's got the bagel business.
Yeah.
God, we're awful people.
No, we're not.
We're
doing the best we can, okay?
Have you bloody seen, like, Twitter, Tumblr, whatever you call it? Like, there's so much awfulness. We're doing pretty good. I'm quite proud of us.
did we make the flaming bagel trend? If we can get the flaming bagel to trend, I would just shit my pants.
Life goals.
Just get the flaming bagels trend. Do you think Adam and Eddie own stock in liquor? And, like, so they know the more they make us cry and miserable, the more money they're going to get in their stock options because we're buying booze because we're so sad.
They have to pick one, though. Or unless they have stock in all, because...
Like, yeah, I'm kind of like an alcohol snob, so...
I mean, I drink so many different things during my once upon a time moments.
She takes a big, long swig.
This is just water.
Oh.
It's night. It's like lunchtime for you or something.
Yeah, it's not even lunchtime for me.
I had a really long day yesterday. I was filming a wedding for like 10 hours, so I'm like, I still feel dehydrated. I'm like in post.
Yep.
It's like being at a convention all day, so I'm just like drinking so much water.
So, what is episode what do you think it'll be about? Like,
the thing that's driving me most nuts with curiosity is those photos of Emma with adult Henry, and it looks like they're in the Enchanted Forest.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's like, okay, so you go from Emma and Killian and younger Henry on the Jolly, like we know that was filmed, but then you also have this in the same episode, and it's like I just don't.
Could it be a flashback?
Well, the whole thing is a flashback.
That's true.
Because we're now in Seattle.
Yeah. But it's got to be, like, a flashback, like, multiple flashbacks. So, obviously, like...
Like, a flashback in a flashback?
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, obviously, like, them on the Jolly is going to be, like, where season 6 left off.
Mm-hmm.
In that time. And then... I don't know. And then I guess... Maybe, you know, they get their happily... Maybe they have their happily ever after, like, all together for all those years. And then, you know, until Henry grows up.
No, but for how many? Because the thing is, when they go, they're the same bloody age as Henry, so I don't know.
Well, and honestly, that would just be...
How does time work?
Like, I mean, if you... The thing is we'd have to know how many years. Because people don't necessarily change in 10 years. Like, I haven't changed in 10 years.
I've gotten fatter, but that's about
so
it.
So it's believable that, like, Emma and Killian might not change in another 10 years.
Well, Killian definitely not, since we all know his aging process
is
all foobar.
It's like, Regina actually looks about the same age. Like, I've seen pictures of her. She looks about the same age. And she's looking more, like, hipper and stuff, like, more hip and...
No more pantsuit.
She's like... She owns a bar now and stuff, and she's like, yeah, I'm fun, I'm party girl. If I age, like, 10 years, my liver couldn't handle that. No, I'm lying, because I'm an alcoholic, but you know what I mean? Well, actually, yeah, 10 years as an alcoholic, yeah, it would be a problem, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Right. If she owns the bar, you know she's drinking that much, so I think it would be safe to say she'd be looking a little more rough around the edges.
I can understand, like, Rumpel, because, like, Bobby's, like, filming with, like, his grey hair and stuff, like, the same. And obviously he's meant to be immortal, but...
So, I mean, unless Henry's time-traveling, I can't think of how that's gonna work.
Henry in the TARDIS. Henry in the TARDIS. Can cross timelines and lead.
Well, it's going to an alternate universe with Cinderella and Alice in Wonderland, Rapunzel, and all that kerfuffle.
Do you think they're going to do Rapunzel right this time, or do you think they're going to fuck with my emotions again?
They'll do Rapunzel right, because they realize, like, again, as stated earlier, it's fan service. Like, they've heard the complaints, now they're going to try and fix it.
If they finally bring on Flynn Rider, I'm still not watching. Just of the principle of the matter. That I've been begging for Flynn Rider for 6 years, and then they're finally going to put him on in this shit show? No. No.
See, not good enough for once upon a time. Sarah's like me. She's as stubborn as me. Like, no matter what happens, no.
I'll watch it for you. I'll bear that burden for you, and I'll let you know if it's worth it or not. How's that?
All right. Me and How's Sarah, that? Like, so sorry. No. Don't care what happens. No.
They're not getting Zachary Levi, who is the perfect person for it, so the only way, true. I mean, because he's available.
Anyone would be a disappointment.
Right, and he actually does kind of look like Flynn Rider, so, yeah.
Although, I've seen, like, other male singers sing I See the Light, and I have to say, Derek Klena, who is currently Dimitri in Anastasia, would be the perfect alternative Zach Levi.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I approve that. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
So, when Tangled comes to Broadway, eventually, because it has to, and I just really hope it does.
West End.
Derek Klena, please.
Yeah, because doesn't Zach have another show coming out soon?
I feel like he's so busy.
Yeah.
He doesn't stop.
I don't think he sleeps.
He could not stop with me any day.
All day.
He was more gorgeous in person. I was not ready for that. He didn't even give me the smolder. Well, I didn't really get to see him, though. It was just in the stupid parade in D23.
That'd be enough for me.
It was enough. That would be enough. Sorry, I'll just start singing Hamilton.
That's fine, go ahead.
And we could be enough. Anyways. So,
what's going to happen in episode?
What's going to happen
in episode? I'm trying to find like the episode title, but
I think I really think it's going to be a flashback and a flashback and a flashback. And something, is Killian in the shots with Emma and older Henry or no?
Yes.
In the Enchanted Forest?
Yes.
And they're in their outfits from the season 6 finale.
Yes.
I mean, I was going to try to think that it was Killian and Henry out. What's it called?
Episode 2 is called A Pirate's Life, so.
So are we going to have Pirate Killian flashbacks as well?
I don't know.
Oh, Red Vest of Sex.
Is the entire episode going to be a flashback? An entire
Hasn't
flashback?
Hasn't he been seen in the Red Vest of Sex since they've been filming season 7?
I think he has.
I think he was most recently seen. I mean, I've blocked Adam, and I've blocked once ABC on Twitter, because I'm that bitter and awful, but I have seen, like, my mutual followers, like, oh my god, he's been filming his Red Vest with Smee.
Oh, really? So,
yes.
I didn't know that.
There you go. Oh, sorry.
No. I don't care about spoilers.
I'm joking with you.
I'm so over
Although, Sarah, I had a brilliant idea for cosplay for Orlando next year. We need Rachel to finish her Killian. Like, I mean, I don't know if she's ever going to finish that, but we need her to finish that, and then you could be the pirate version of Emma, and then I could be Smee.
Oh, I could do... Well, okay, so if Emma was going to be a pirate... So are we talking, like, an Enchanted Forest version of Emma as a pirate, or, like, incorporate the red leather into it?
Remember when she's teaching Killian how to sword fight?
Yeah.
That Emma. That's the Emma I want you to do.
Flynn Rider Emma.
Flynn Rider Emma. Yeah.
Oh, totally. I already have some of the fabric for that, because I intended to do it last year, but didn't.
See? So I'm telling you, that's what we should do for Orlando. Which reminds me, I should buy my Orlando stuff now.
I'm also, well, I was originally going to do date dress for Orlando.
Okay, yeah, but Orlando's 3 days. You could do date dress one of the other days.
Yeah, but Colin's only coming one day.
Okay, yeah, so you do it on the Colin day. That's fine.
Yeah.
You do date dress on Colin day. That's
so
fine.
Oh, I'd have to do it. Yeah, I'd do it, like, Sunday or something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But back to season 7. I don't know. I don't...
So, Pirate's really Life.
Pirate's Life.
Fun fact, also, it's also going to be aired on the Friday... Oh, no, it's not the Friday before we go to New Jersey.
So we will have already seen it.
Apparently.
Interesting. That's either going to make Jersey... That's probably going to make Jersey a lot harder.
For Colin and Jen?
No, for me.
Or for you.
For me.
Sarah, let me introduce you to alcohol.
Just bring your flask like Kim does to family functions.
That's what I do. Just smile and say,
I'm telling you, I have two duo photos with them because I'm trash. And
you too?
I have two, yeah. And so it's like, the second I walk away, I'm going to be crying.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I've not met Jen yet, so I'm going to be really emotional. Like, this is going to be my first time, and I'm probably going to cry. And yeah.
She's too perfect for this world.
Yeah.
So, okay, so say 7-2 is the scene going to be just straight after the season 6 finale, carrying on for Captain Swan. Will they go on a honeymoon? Because from a jolly, I think they'll go away somewhere, sail away.
Yeah, I bet you they're using a magic bean, because everyone has magic beans to go wherever the fuck they want.
Where do you think they'll go?
Honestly, I see them just, like, they don't strike me as the type of people that's going to go away on, like, a long holiday. I see them, like, taking a weekend away at, like, a bed and breakfast.
I like to think, like, you know, Killian going to the Caribbean or something. Or going to the Caribbean, like, oh, look, this is where the historical pirates, like, used to hang out and stuff. Like... And then somehow, like, Jack Sparrow turns up, and then they have a duel, and...
They should go to Disney World.
I've read so many fics about that. That would be so much fun.
That's totally what I would do.
And
so,
and Killian would have a duel with, like, Jack Sparrow.
It reminds me of that gift set that someone made. Like, it was floating around Tumblr, where they put, like, all the characters, like, they put them into Disney World...
Oh, I haven't seen that. If you find that, will you send it to me? Because you know, yeah. I would love that.
I'll have to see if I can. I don't even know how you find stuff like that on Tumblr that you've seen way back, but.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I can see them going to Hawaii, right? Like, beautiful beaches, ocean.
Quiet. Relaxing. Grumpy.
Yeah, no grumpy running in, ruining their morning sex. Just saying.
And, yeah, I'm guessing, like, if they've got a ship, they're going to have to, like, sail somewhere, so.
I just want, I think my main hope is for just the, like, I want the episode to be focused on them and not them just get, like, 5 minutes.
Right.
The title, A Pirate's Life, is now making me question that. It's kind of like, oh, we'll see the pirate, you know, pirate killing we want to see, but also we're going to have, like, only have, like, 5 minutes of the episode of Emma.
Although it doesn't say A Pirate's Life for me, it just says A Pirate's Life. So...
Let me click onto it and see what it says.
I feel like that at least gives us hope that maybe... I don't know. I don't know where I was going with this, that thought. Like, maybe they weren't... gonna make, like, Killian revert back? I don't know.
Do you know who actually gave me a slither of hope? It was Mark Isham. Because
really?
You know how...
Music?
Yeah, so you know, Mark Isham does these periscopes every week when they record the music for the episodes. So
I did not know that, and I would love to watch that.
Yeah, it's really cool. I feel like it's Monday or Tuesday nights. I don't really remember. But it's on his Twitter, and he'll post a link. And the night last week where they did the music for 701, and there was a section they did that had a small, small sliver of the CS theme.
Ooh.
Which made me think, oh, are we going to have, like, these little scenes where Cursed Killian, like, knows something's wrong, someone's missing.
Or he has, like, a flashback.
Yeah, and you hear, like, a little bit of the Captain Swan theme. And I was like, okay, all right, now you've got me intrigued, Mark Isham.
Damn it, Mark.
And it also, like, that segment concluded with, like, some of the classic, like, Once Upon a Time theme from, like, season one.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, maybe it'll be okay.
702 scoring session, it was very piratey Killian.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, they're also filming in the whole Seattle thing. I've just looked on the Once Upon a Time Wicca, and they've actually said, no, okay, during the filming of this episode, Robert Carlyle decided to change the accent of his character to make him more different to Mr. Gold. So we know that. So it's going to be a jump episode. I don't know how much time we're going to get of Emma. It's making me quite concerned now, personally. But interestingly, I just found out that Mr. Gold's new name is Weaver. So original!
I can't with this show sometimes, guys. I just
fucking
can't.
Hey, at least we're not getting Polly Rogers.
Polly! Polly's from New Jersey!
Oh my god. Oh, god. Why did I let this show into my life? Why did I do this to myself? The fuck's wrong with me? So many things.
Well.
So many things.
You know whose fault this is? Whose fault, like, this entire thing is? Jennifer Goodwin. Because she looks so damn perfect as Snow White in the pilot, and that's, like, why I got hooked on the show.
Damn it, Ginny.
She's the perfect Snow White.
She's perfect in, like, almost every way. I love that woman.
She is Snow White. There's no argument. No one can ever argue that. She is Snow White.
I don't think I could see anybody else as Prince Charming, though, anymore, either.
I know.
Right? Like, Josh Dallas is pretty...
Josh Dallas is blowing my life.
Yeah. So, A Pirate's Life. Back to the episode. As we normally have these problems.
I was saying, like, back to the episode, so here we go.
So here we go, and then we get stumped because we literally don't know what else to do about it, I feel like. Right? Like...
The pirate's life is one to love.
I think the hardest thing is going to be not that it's Emma's last episode, but that it's her last episode without the Charmings in it. I don't like that her goodbye episode is not going to be surrounded by her whole family. Like, she needs her parents. Like, they should have gotten Josh and Ginny back for this one.
And my concern is, from what I've heard, a lot is happening in this episode. Like, everyone, like, seems to be, like, a lot of flashbacks, a lot of, like, presents. And it's just like, well, how are we all going to fit that in? My fear now is, like, we're going to get, like, 5 minutes of Emma and that's it.
Yeah, I'm starting to really think it's going to be a really short.
Yeah. Because why would they let us say goodbye?
And I mean, they normally, like, film scenes and it takes all day, but it's only, like, a little two-minute segment. Jen was only there for, like, a day or two.
Yeah.
So if she films two or three scenes, that's not going to be a massive amount of time.
Yeah. Maybe the curse is that they all get transported to the Enchanted Forest. And in some weird way, Killian and old Henry are together trying to get back to them. Maybe? And, like, so they can go through, like, a viewing portal to stand in the forest all together. She's going to tell them to come and find her, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what to do with this episode anymore.
I mean, I could get behind them on a, you know, we have to get back to Emma storyline all season. You know?
Yeah.
I could be down with that.
Yeah. That's the story, bro. Back to Emma, back to the Charmings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like a hologram, right? Like they're in the
Leia hologram.
Like they're all stuck in old Henry, Killian, and everybody gets transported back to the Enchanted Forest, and they're making their way back to you, babe. And so maybe that's how it works.
Do you think Killian will cheat on? Well, not cheat, but like have a relationship.
We're gonna get a Snow and Charming season one scenario. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yes.
I'm not gonna put it past the writers.
No, I'm not either. It's gonna make me really, really angry, but I'm not gonna put it past them.
I mean, I'm not stupid. Like, and their ABC's not stupid. Colin is fucking hot as hell.
He is, yeah.
They're not going to keep him. They're not going to give him any romantic scenes for this whole season. Like, it's not going to happen. They're not going to take their number one hot guy on the show and
draw.
Not give him any. Yeah. And not give
and
him any romance.
And you remember season two? Season two, like, he was so flirty as Captain Hook. Like, he would flip the wall. And, you know, he was
I still cringe at those scenes with Korra.
that is what they did. You know, that was season two. Then, Captain Swan and me develops that and stuff. And, you know, this is the issue. My issue is, like, got to season six, where I was only watching for Captain Swan because that was the only good thing about
it. If it was a prequel, it would be fine.
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
If it was, like, a full-on reboot, like, of all the kids and stuff, yeah, that's fine also.
Yeah. I just want this episode to air. I want it over with.
You see, I'm not.
I know. I just want the season to air.
Watch it. I'm just gonna like watch it on YouTube, like the CS scenes, because I'm that against it.
Yeah, I finally changed my mind. Where I'll watch the show, right?
Oh,
I'll
sorry.
Season 7. No, it's okay. No, but I understand. I love a good train wreck. I guess that's what I should say, is that I love a good shit show train wreck. And when there's a train wreck or car accident, I cannot look away. And so I would love to be one of those people who would just watch the CS scenes on YouTube and be happy. But I want to know what they're doing to my show. And if that's watching it go down in a blaze of not so good glory, then fuck yeah, I'm here for that. I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna let my opinion be known. It's gonna be a shit show.
Okay.
Yes.
Which, if we're purely gonna go off of what, like, forget what we know, what would I want to see happen? I already am hopeful for, because we know they filmed on the Jolly, but like that was really one thing I just always wanted, was a scene of them sailing on the Jolly Roger.
Honeymoon.
Like,
I want a honeymoon.
Like, with, like, him, like, he'll be at the helm, and he'll call her over and, like, put her at the helm and, like, teach her how to sail. Yeah. That's what I want. Be so sweet.
So cute.
I would, like, reblog that in GIFs, like, forever on Tumblr.
Till I die.
I just want, like, if it's gonna be her last episode, I just want closure. Like, I want... Okay, the season 6 finale was supposed to be closure, but obviously she's still filming, and the show is still meant to be carrying on all these years later, even though they're all going to be the same age, apparently. So it's clearly something not quite right there, and how can we get closure from that, you know? And I just want the episode, like, it's not going to give me what I want, no matter, because the way the story's going, it's not going to give me what I want. But possibly,
I would really like there to just be a nice conversation, like some lovely dialogue, maybe a kiss. I'm not asking for much.
So if they're going to be cursed, I want them to be cursed in age and stuff as well. And then if Emma's going to be like frozen in Seattle in this book and stuff, if she's going to be frozen in time as well, because I don't want...
So you think she might be frozen in that in the troll statue under the bridge?
I think so, yes, personally.
Interesting.
Because, I don't know, because they wouldn't have filmed there, they wouldn't have decided to film there, unless, okay, my brain's working, Killian sees it, and he's like, oh, Officer Rogers sees it and like, oh, a bug. That rings a bell. But ignore that for now. So let's pretend that Emma's stuck on the bridge. And they realise that when the kiss is broken and they save Emma and no one's aged, everyone's happy. And there's been no massive, like, so Killian's not, like, old and Emma's, like, the same. And, you know what I mean? Is everyone just happy? Please.
Yeah, I just...
Like, it's about happy endings. This show's about hope and happy endings! Well, fucking give it to me. Give him a happy ending.
Right, give me a happy ending for once. Christ, like...
You promote the show as happy ending and fucking give it to me. Don't waste my life.
I feel like they've wasted 7 years of my life now. I've done my waiting, 13 years of it in Azkaban. that's what this feels like right now. I feel like this is what the Dementors are putting into my brain of the worst memories ever. Are the episodes that they ruined my life. Yeah, I agree. I just want happy endings. Like, I just want, like, the show doesn't need to be drama. It's not supposed to be like drama. Like, I know it's supposed to be drama, but it's not supposed to be a drama llama. Like, I just want it to be happy, and I just think it's horseshit that they keep doing this kind of thing to us, and I don't know. It just gets old really quick.
Drama. Like, my biggest issue with season 6 was Captain Swan written out of character. They were causing drama for no reason, just to cause drama. Like, they're at a point now where that's not going to happen, but they wrote it in because we needed. So, well, they can't write about conflict. I'm sorry, but that, in my opinion, is lazy writing.
It is, and can't we just have them be happy? Like, I don't need drama-filled plot lines. I just need them running around on adventures, right?
It's
like,
not
I don't
a soap
need...
opera. It's not soap opera. It's a fairy tale. It's about fairy tales. Come on.
That's what, like, I like, just
and
a
fairy tales are
bit
supposed
of.
To get their happy ending.
Just a little bit in 702. Like, one happy scene. Please.
Bit of magic.
Drama.
Yeah. No, it's bad. It's out of control. That's why I was really upset when they didn't just end it at the wedding last year, when everyone was happy, everything was done. You just cut to the reception of them dancing, and then that's how the show ends.
Yeah. Dang. And then now it's like, even Henry doesn't get his happy ending. Like, even Henry's story gets fucked up.
Right?
Well, again, it's season 1. He
doesn't,
like,
even know he has a child.
It's copying the storylines again. It's like...
Lazy.
Seriously.
Lazy.
It's lazy. And it's also... Seriously, it's not... You can write happy stories. You can write stories of hope and happiness. I mean, as I always hear Jennifer Goodwin always saying, like, it's a show about hope. But I've not seen that hope in a very long time.
Yeah, when was the last time we had hope? Season 4?
Yeah, season 4 seems like a picnic compared to what happened afterwards.
Take me back!
Season 4 was, like, so happy and, like, beautiful.
I saw Gabby did, like, a time hop thing today, like, this time last year, like, oh, it's Once Upon a Time back tomorrow. It's Captain Swan tomorrow. And it's like, you know, even last season, it was so much happier than it is now. So, okay. So, how do you think the episode will end?
With them ripped apart in a bunch of angst?
Probably on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. That won't get resolved till, like, the last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, again, like, I agree with you, like, it's totally gonna be, like, they're gonna be, like, Emma's, I still think Emma's gonna be trapped in the bug in Seattle, and then he's gonna save her, like, when the kiss is broken towards the end of the season. I think it'll be resolved in the first 10 minutes of the final episode, and the final episode is just gonna be, like, a reunion, like, oh, look! It's snowing. It's so, look, it sees people. Oh, because I think that part is going to be cancelled.
I hope so. I hope that they give us some sort of happy ending at the end.
But
Jesus forbid that they extend them for a season 8.
Oh. At least we'll have Mark Isham's beautiful music. Saving Grace!
Yeah.
Mark Isham didn't go anywhere.
Mark Isham stayed. That's all we got. That's the only thing we've got working for us right now.
I bet it's in a contract as well.
Is Jane coming back for any episode this season?
I saw her name once, right?
Let me have a look. I have the thing up. Stay up in a sec.
Because part of me wonders if all these people are just not coming back for a reason.
So, season 7 episodes. So, she is writing episode 2 of Pirate's Life is written by Jane and Jerome Watt.
That changes everything.
And it's directed again by Tara Nicole Way.
So do you have a little bit more of a glimmer of hope now, Sarah?
Yes.
No, I personally don't, because I've had what episode did Jane write? She wrote the Wish World one, didn't she?
The which one?
I don't have any information with me. Hang on.
I mean, sure, she's had some bad episodes, but...
Yeah, she has. Yeah,
she's a big Captain Swan supporter.
Yeah.
So...
If anybody's going to do it right, I would feel it would be her, given the parameters that Adam and Eddie set her in. You know?
I now have hope there may be at least one nice scene.
Just one.
Yeah.
This one.
Just one. Probably that scene on the Jolly Roger.
Yep.
But that's yep. okay. I mean, yeah.
That's the important scene, so. At least for us.
Alright, any final parting thoughts? I guess, you know, it's just a waiting game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've got 2 weeks now. 2 weeks from Friday.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
No, 1 week from Friday. For this coming
Friday.
Oh,
shit, it's...
The 6th. Well, the 6th is coming Friday. For the premiere. For the 6th.
For the premiere, okay.
So...
I mean, I'd like to have hope for a show that's built on hope. But they've consistently shown me time and time again that if you have hope, they're going to shit on you. So I have hope for Jen's episode because Jane's writing it. But other than that, I was going to say, it's just going to leave us all hanging until the very last episode of the show.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear, is that they will find a way to keep us... Like, those of us that want to depart with Jen,
mm-hmm.
but they'll make it mm-hmm. so that we can't.
Right.
But it could be one of those promises again, like I said earlier, like, oh, we'll resolve it in the finale, and then, oh, it's
And we'll do
resolved.
It in 10 minutes.
And they'll get in the finale, and then, we're getting cancelled, and we don't have time to resolve that. Like, all those years, promised the buttercup tattoo, oh, we'll get restored for that. We never got the story for it, did we? Oh, no. There's not enough time. Well, why promise it? I'm sorry.
Right.
I also would like to put my faith in Jen. I know she has no control over the storyline, but I would like to think that if this mm-hmm. was ruining her character, she would put her foot down. You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't see her agreeing to do an episode where they're going to shit all over her character, so.
Right.
I personally Agreed. Do not see her dying. I do not see Emma dying in this episode.
No, I don't see them killing off Emma.
Because I think, as you say, Jen would put a foot down and say, well, that's not right for the character. That's not right for the storyline. I do think that she is going to be frozen or, like, in a super curse or something of that type.
So can she go to Arendelle?
Just to put it out of the way.
I support that headcanon.
Sleep.
There you go.
Sleep off of Elsa. Pajama party.
Mm-hmm.
I like
that, yeah. Just saying. I mean, at the very least, I appreciate that our ship, I think, will continue on. It's kind of like how you can still find really, really good Nine and Rose fan fiction. Because even if you're a Doctor Who fan,
and you feel like the show went off the rails. Yes. No, thank you, please.
No, thank you.
Thank you. As my mother walks in while I'm going off on a tangent about Doctor Who fanfiction.
You still find really good fanfiction, like, years later. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still, like, Buffy right. fanfics out there.
Well, and, you know, it would be really nice to see if it could kind of go the way of, as long as they don't ruin Captain Swan, like, I would read books about this shit. Like, if Disney would be smart about this, they would set it up where they would write books of, like, the adventures of... Ow, that is my ass, Kat. Sorry, I am having a rough morning all of a sudden. Where they will write books of, like, the Captain Swan adventures, or even make, like, a comic book. Like, I would read that shit. I would pay good money to read that shit. Like, as long as you don't screw with their core setup, which I'm afraid they will, because Colin's still on the show, like, Disney could make some serious money off this shit, because they know all of us would pay money for that.
I mean, they put out what? Ruby had a book. Regina has a book. There was the graphic novel. So they've already, like, done some of that, so they need to just keep it going.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, if they would be smart. Money, don't they? They would make money. Well, yeah, if they do Captain Swan stuff, I still love Captain Swan. That's not, never going to change.
Right.
I secretly wonder if, like, some like a scene or two that they filmed while Jen was in town is going to be held for like the final episode. You know,
I think she'll be in finale. It's like, and I hope Goshar as well will snow in waves. I hope they will be in the finale as well.
Agreed. I don't know if they'll do that, but we can all hope that they'll do that.
They said they're happy to guest star in it and stuff. So
right.
And obviously we know Beth is coming back now, and Emily's coming back, so
maybe hey, charming. Wait, here's a thought. Maybe he who shall not be named will come back as part of this adventure. Baby Snowing's Neil? Child.
Well,
Baby Charming.
Okay, so there were, like, photos of this guy on set with, he was literally wearing Josh's Prince Charming outfit. And shut Rachel's like, up. Rachel's like, oh, that's going to be adult Neil.
Oh.
You see, if it's a reboot and did it with all the kids and stuff, I'd watch that. That would be interesting.
I could handle that.
Yeah.
That would be really good, but.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could totally handle that. But that's not what they're going to do. We all know that's not what they're going to do.
I just, like... the three characters you kept on the show, Regina, Rumpel, and Killian, the perfect recipe for a prequel. Like, come on.
Yeah, I would love a prequel, yeah.
All Enchanted Forest, all the time.
Pirate Hook. That's what we want. Everyday Pirate Hook.
Oh, God, I want Pirate Hook.
Rumpelstiltskin, Pirate Hook. It would have been perfect.
Oh, wow. I don't know, man. I'm a little tired of Evil Queen.
Well, we all are, but that's what bloody people watch, don't they?
Just saying. And final thought is that the fanfic writers are going to get me through this awful season. So, thank you, fanfic writers.
They already are, which leads me to Rex.
Yeah.
Which I don't have.
I do.
Okay, this is all you two, then.
Go ahead. Or are you have it up,
Lindsay? No, I need to get it up. Yes, I know.
Okay, I'll go. So... last week we had a bunch of writers on from the CS Big Bang, and through my experience with reading everything on the CS Big Bang, because everything is phenomenal, but I came across one that particularly spoke to me because it is an AU about the Deadliest Catch, which I am trash for. So... Deadliest Catch is my little guilty pleasure, if no one knows what it is. It is a reality TV show on Discovery Channel about crab fishermen out in the Pacific waters. And, yeah, it's... I can't explain why I'm obsessed with it, but I am. So, this story is about... Killian is captain of a fishing vessel, and Emma becomes the camera person on their boat for this reality TV show. And it's just genius.
I am here for this. I am so here for this.
And, like, the little, like, manip that goes along with it, like, has one of the little Deadliest Catch crab boats in the corner, and I'm just like, this is great!
I am 100% there for that. I did not know I needed that.
I have seen that, but I was put off by it, because I'm not really into, like, Deadliest Catch, so...
You don't have to be, though. I mean, I think for the few of us that like both things, it's probably very rare that there's a lot of Captain Swan fans that like Deadliest Catch.
I imagine!
But, like, for me, this story is perfect. So, the title is Drowning is Too Late to Learn, and it is written by Akio Ambition over on Tumblr, and it's part of the Captain Swan Big Bang. And it's really good!
100% there for that. Didn't know I needed that until just this moment.
Right?
I can't remember what we last recommended, but not recommended because it was a while ago. But my recommendation is also part of a Captain Swan Big Bang because, you know, seriously, it is amazing and everyone should be part of it or be a cheerleader for it. So my recommendation is Tripping Over the Blue Line by What Was Happening. Sarah, I don't recommend that.
Oh no, I'm just saying I've seen it around. I know it's amazing. I just haven't had time to read it. So I'm I'm really looking forward to reading it.
Okay, so I'm gonna read a summary. So it's the transition. That's what Emma's calling it. She's transitioning from one team to another, from one coach to another. And she's definitely not worried. No, she's fine, really. She's promised Mary Margaret 10 times already. So she got fired. Whatever. She's fine. Red settled into life with the New York Rangers. She's got a job to do. And she does not care about Killian Jones, captain of the New York Rangers, at all. It continues. He's done. One more season is a free agent and he's out. It's a win or nothing for Killian. He's going to win a Stanley Cup and then he's going to stop being the face of the franchise. And he's going to go and play for some other garbage team where his name won't be used as puns in New York Post headlines. That's a plan. And then my swan. Director of the New York Rangers Community Relations. He's not going to change that at all. They are both horrible liars.
And that was another dramatic reading by Lindsay. Except this time Rachel was not here to translate.
Oh, is it too Yorkshire for you?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm sorry. I'm too Yorkshire. I can't deal with it. You Americans, you.
I followed most of it, though. I think I followed most of it. But I am not as good of a translator as Ray is.
Yeah, Ray's my girl. Y'all.
How dare she?
I could do it in American accent, but that's just going to be... It's a bit a long time, and it's going to waste some time in it. You thought me to...
Did you say the author? Did you say?
Oh, and it's by Welp. This is happening... All in one.
Genius username.
Love it. Love it so hard. I'm here for both of those things.
Do you need to read it in American accent?
No, it's okay. We're going to link to it.
We're going to link to it. Yep. Check it out in the links.
It's about ice hockey and shit, yo.
Ice hockey and shit, yo. Oh, God, you're going to fit in Jersey so well.
I'm going to watch basketball in Brooklyn. I've got a book tip. Brooklyn basketball. Brooklyn Nets are shit, but they're cheap than the New York team. Cheapful. Oh, what do you say? Thrifting around. I'm thrifting around, yo. I've been offered a job in America, in South Florida, but it's like, well... it's Trump America. I'm not going to America. I'm sorry. I can't do it to myself.
Yeah, we don't want to be here Florida, either, yeah. Lindsay.
I don't hate myself that much. I like free healthcare.
You like the no threat of nuclear war with North Korea?
But the thing is, if nuclear war happens, we're all dead anyway. We're all dead. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So that's all we got to talk about today. Where can you listen to us? Well, you can listen to us on YouTube, on Audioboom. If you are an Apple person, you can listen to us on iTunes. If you're a Droid person, you can listen to us on Pocket Cast. We are also now on Podbeam. And what was the other one you mentioned earlier? FM something?
Oh.
What was that all about? We need to look into that.
Player FM.
Whatever that is, apparently we're there.
We're places we didn't know we had been, because our show has magic beads, just like everyone and their mother on the show.
We're popular on the top romance podcast? Is that what you said?
Love Story.
Love Story podcast.
We recommend the Love Story podcast, yeah.
Wow.
On that website, yeah.
Okay. So you can get in touch with us, interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Gmail. We are OUACS Podcast on all of those. And we will see you guys next time.
Bye!
Bye!